close your eyes and watch your breath. Notice when the breath is coming in, notice when the breath is going out. And try to breathe comfortably. What kind of breathing feels best for your body right now? What kind of breathing feels best for your mind right now? Try to find that. Maybe a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, faster, slower. You can experiment with different kinds of breathing to see what feels good for you right now. Once you find something comfortable, stick with it. And as long as it stays comfortable, stay with it. If after a while it's not comfortable anymore, you can change. Trying to get in touch with what's going on in the present moment, get in touch with what you're doing in the present moment. This is one of the big problems in life, is that we don't know what we're doing often. Or we do something, we know what we're doing, but we don't know why. It's because we're not really here, paying attention. Our minds are drifting off someplace else. And this is why even though we want happiness all the time, many times the things that we do end up causing suffering or pain. So you want to be very careful to be clear about what's happening here in the present moment, and the breath is a good anchor for that. Otherwise, we go through life and create a lot of trouble for ourselves. And as the Buddha said, a lot of this comes from the fact that we don't know what to respect inside ourselves. We have lots of different voices inside. Some say do this, some say do that. It's good to have a way of sorting things out. This is one of the reasons why we have respect for the Buddha. You may have noticed we do a lot of bowing around here. It's because we respect what he teaches us, and because he's teaching us to respect what's worthy of respect inside ourselves. The world out there says respect your greed, respect your anger, obey your thirst, sometimes they say. But where does that get you? It's life like an animal. If you respect the good things in the mind, okay, respect your desire to be generous, your desire to be virtuous, your desire to get your mind under control. That's worth the respect, because it leads to a happiness that's really safe, happiness that doesn't harm anybody. You may have noticed with animals, when they're eating, they have to be threatening other animals around them for fear that the other animals will take what they've got. And so much of human happiness is like that. You get something somebody else has to lose, and you have to protect what you've got, fight other people off. That way, you gain, someone else loses, or else they gain and you lose. And this creates a lot of divisions in the world. And whatever happiness that comes that way is not really safe. Whereas the happiness that comes from being generous, virtuous, getting your mind under control through meditation, that's a safe happiness. It doesn't harm anybody. Nobody wants to take it away from you. This is really yours. This desire for a true happiness, a happiness that doesn't change, a happiness that doesn't harm anybody, a happiness that's safe, that's something that should be respected inside yourself. So we bow down to the Buddha to remind ourselves of which voices in the mind we should respect and which ones we should push outside the walls and say, we don't need you right now. Because otherwise we live in this world. There's another saying in the Buddha that people live in the world without anything to respect, live miserably, because they're just pushed around by their desires. And their desires are blind. Whereas if you allow your desire for virtue, concentration, your desire for generosity, virtue, and meditation, let them be in charge, because their desires are not blind. They see the long term. They see that they have good long-term results from this. So bow down to what's good inside you. And the meditation is a very important way of doing that, because it helps you get some control over your mind, so you can sort out in a fair way which voices inside the mind you should listen to and which ones you shouldn't. Because you're sitting here with a sense of ease and well-being with the breath. You're not hungry, you're not thirsty for a quick fix. That way you can start taking the long view as well. And that's the part of the mind that should be respected. So give the meditation the respect it deserves, and you will be rewarded with a happiness that's safe, a happiness that doesn't harm anybody, and a happiness that really lasts.